Okay, so let's be real. Nobody really looks forward to going to the dentist, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the universal dread.
But this Orlando Dental Center,
Right.
they seem to be on a mission to change that whole vibe.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing.
Instead of that, cold, sterile environment, they're going for something way more,
Like inviting.
exactly. They actually use the word home-like. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's a bold
Right.
move.
We've been checking out their materials, brochures, patient stories, the whole nine yards. And it's clear they're all about the patient experience.
Interesting. So, what's the approach?
Well, they don't just talk the talk, they actually walk the walk.
How so?
They highlight this story about a patient, Andy. Apparently, he was totally blown away by how welcoming and friendly everyone was on his first visit.
So they're putting emphasis on the human touch.
Yeah. And then there's Sally. She raved about how they finally taught her the proper way to brush after like a lifetime of dental visits.
It's amazing how many people don't know the basics.
Right. And they even introduce you to staff members like Iris and Angel, putting names to faces.
Smart strategy, actually. It breaks down those barriers, makes it less intimidating.
Exactly. But hold on. It's not all just warm fuzzies and friendly faces. These guys have serious credentials, especially this Dr. Firas Maroof.
Oh, yeah, I was impressed by his background.
We're talking honors graduate, advanced training in everything from general dentistry to implants, orthodontics, you name it.
Not your average dentist, that's for sure.
Not even close. And on top of all that, they're really big on staying ahead of the curve with technology and techniques.
What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Well, for example, they make a point of using mercury-free fillings and metal-free crowns.
Right, those are becoming more popular now.
Yeah, and it's great to see them on top of those advancements.
Definitely a good sign.
It shows they're aware of current health concerns.
Absolutely, and those choices have real benefits.
Like what?
Well, there's been growing concern about the potential long-term health risks of mercury in traditional fillings, for one.
I can see why that would be a concern.
Right, and metal-free options not only sidestep that issue, but they also look more natural, which is a nice bonus.
You wouldn't want that.
Exactly. And it's not just about aesthetics either.
What else?
Well, it also suggests a commitment to biocompatibility, using materials that work in harmony with the body.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it ties into this whole idea of patient-centered care, considering not just the immediate fix, but the long-term well-being of the patient.
That's a great point. So they're not just about keeping up with the Joneses of the dental world.
Not at all.
It's about offering this really comprehensive range of services.
Absolutely, they seem to cover it all.
They really do, from routine cleanings and emergency services to cosmetic dentistry, the works.
And that's where that patient-centric approach really shines through.
You think so?
I do. They're not just a one-trick pony, you know?
Okay, I see what you mean.
They recognize that people have diverse needs. Teeth get chipped, emergencies happen, and sometimes you just want a brighter smile.
It's about having options.
Exactly. And offering that wide range of services, it positions them as a one-stop shop for all things dental.
Which is super convenient these days.
Tell me about it. Our lives are hectic enough as it is.
And speaking of experience, they're certainly not new to the game.
How so?
Well, they boast about having 43 years of combined experience within their team.
Wow, that's impressive.
Right. It's like having a whole panel of dental veterans in your corner.
That's a lot of accumulated knowledge.
Exactly. And while they don't go into specifics about all their certifications, they definitely mention having quite a few, along with all those glowing patient testimonials.
Well, you know, those testimonials can be really telling.
How so?
Think about it. When you're looking for a new restaurant or trying to decide on a product, what do you do?
Check the reviews, of course.
Exactly.
It's all about social proof these days.
Right. And in healthcare, where trust is paramount, patient testimonials offer valuable insight into the actual patient experience.
It's one thing to say you're great, but it's another thing to have your patients backing you up.
Precisely. It
Yeah.
adds that layer of authenticity.
So they talk about all their experience, their technology, but then they emphasize their core values: empathy, integrity, innovation, community. You don't always hear those words associated with a trip to the dentist.
True, not typically what comes to mind. And
Right.
that's precisely what they're hoping to change. By highlighting these values, they're setting themselves apart from that cold clinical image many people have of dentistry.
So, how do these values actually play out in a dental practice?
We'll take empathy, for example.
Okay.
It's about understanding that dental visits can be really anxiety-inducing for a lot of people, you know?
Wow, for sure.
So it's about creating this calming, supportive environment where patients feel heard and respected.
That makes sense.
And then there's integrity, which means being transparent about procedures and costs.
So empowering patients to make informed decisions about their own care.
Exactly. And of course, we've already touched on their commitment to innovation, always striving to improve through technology and new techniques.
Right. But what about this community aspect? How does that fit into the picture?
That's a great question. It suggests they're invested in being a true part of the community they serve, perhaps through outreach programs or partnerships with local organizations.
So it's about building trust and goodwill beyond just the dental chair.
Exactly. It's about building relationships, not just fixing teeth.
And on that note, they're pretty bold in their mission to disrupt the status quo of dentistry.
They really are, and I'm curious to see how that plays out in practice.
Me too, because they back up that claim in a few ways. First off, their office hours are pretty strategic.
Oh.
They're open late on weekdays and even on Saturday mornings, which is huge for people with busy schedules.
It's about meeting patients where they are, recognizing that people have lives outside of the dentist's chair.
It's the little things, right?
Absolutely. Removing those barriers, making it easier for people to prioritize their dental health.
Now, they're not just about convenience. They really seem to be questioning the entire dental experience. This whole disrupting the status quo idea.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they mean by that?
That's what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
Right.
On the surface, it's longer hours, a welcoming environment, but it goes deeper than that. They're challenging what a dental practice should be.
So it's not just about fixing teeth, it's about creating an entirely different experience.
Exactly. And that this isn't just limited to dentistry, it reflects a larger trend in healthcare. People want more than just the bare minimum these days.
What do you mean?
They crave personalization, connection, a sense of well-being. And healthcare providers who recognize this shift, they're the ones who are going to thrive.
It's about adapting or becoming obsolete, right?
Exactly. So while Orlando Dental Center deserves credit for their innovative approach, it's important to recognize that they're part of a larger conversation happening within dentistry and healthcare as a whole.
And that conversation seems to be centered around a simple but powerful idea: the patient matters.
Precisely. And treating patients with empathy, integrity, and respect should be the norm, not the exception.
Well said. Orlando Dental Center is onto something special. They've taken this idea of patient-centric care and woven it into every aspect of their practice.
It's impressive, really.
From their welcoming atmosphere to their commitment to innovation, they're setting a new standard.
And that's a powerful message to send to potential patients.
What's that?
That they're not just a number, but a valued individual.
It's about building relationships, not just fixing teeth.
Exactly. And that's something we can all get behind.
It's really interesting how Orlando Dental Center puts so much focus on their team's experience.
Yeah, like that 43 years of combined experience they mentioned.
Right. But what does that even mean for the average person sitting in the dentist chair?
That's the key question, isn't it? It sounds impressive on paper, but let's break it down. 43 years, that means they've dealt with pretty much everything you can imagine.
Makes sense.
Routine cleanings, complex cases, you name it. They've seen dental technology evolve over the decades. That kind of experience can be really reassuring for a patient.
You're right. It's like they've seen it all.
Exactly. And that brings me to another thing that caught my eye, the certifications they mentioned.
Oh, yeah. They don't go into a ton of detail there.
Right. Makes you wonder, what specific certifications are we talking about here? Are these recognized by leading dental organizations? It'd be helpful to know more about what those actually represent.
It's like they're giving us a sneak peek, but holding back some of the finer points.
Exactly. And speaking of details, I'm also curious about the rest of their dental team.
What do you mean?
Well, they highlight Dr. Maroof's qualifications, which is great. But what about the other dentists at the practice? Did they have that same dedication to staying current in their field?
It does make you wonder if the whole team is operating at that same level.
Precisely. And this leads to something we haven't really touched on yet, the cost factor. They're all about this high-tech, patient-centered experience, which is fantastic.
But it probably comes with a price tag to match, right?
Exactly. They don't explicitly mention pricing, but it's something potential patients definitely need to factor in. Are you getting what you pay for?
That's always the question, isn't it? For some people, that extra level of comfort and care might be worth every penny.
Absolutely. But for others, budget constraints might be a deciding factor. It's about finding that balance, you know?
Finding a dentist that aligns with both your values and your budget.
Exactly. Now, shifting gears a bit, I wanted to revisit this whole disrupting the status quo thing. We touched on it earlier, but I'm really curious to see how they're actually putting that into practice.
Well, their extended office hours and Saturday appointments are definitely a step in that direction.
No kidding. That's huge for people who work traditional hours.
Right. It shows they understand that not everyone can just take time off for a dentist appointment.
Exactly. But I think their disruption goes beyond just logistics. They're trying to change the whole perception of what a dental visit should feel like.
It's like they're rewriting the rules of the game.
Exactly. Remember how they described their office as feeling like a home?
Yeah, it's definitely not the typical sterile dental office.
Right. And that's intentional. They're using design and atmosphere to create a more relaxing and welcoming experience.
It's a smart move, considering how many people get anxious about dental visits.
Absolutely. It all ties back to those core values they emphasized: empathy, integrity, innovation.
It's one thing to talk about those values, but they seem to be putting them into action.
Right, and that's key. But there's one piece of the puzzle we're missing here:
What's that?
the patient's perspective. We've seen their marketing materials, they've highlighted positive testimonials, but we don't have the full picture.
It's like we're only seeing one side of the coin.
Exactly. Are they truly living up to their own hype? That's the question.
It's easy to talk a big game, but are they actually delivering on those promises?
Exactly. And that's what we need to find out. Now, I'm curious, how common is this approach in the dental field?
That's a great question. Is Orlando Dental Center an outlier, or are they part of a bigger trend?
That's what I'm wondering. Well, it seems like Orlando Dental Center is really putting their best foot forward, but they're not the only ones embracing this patient-centered approach.
So they're not alone in this.
Not at all. There's a definite shift happening in healthcare, and dentistry is no exception. People are starting to demand more than just the bare minimum.
You think it's a response to patient demand, or are places like Orlando Dental Center leading the charge?
It's probably a little bit of both, to be honest. Think about it. We have so much information at our fingertips these days.
That's true.
We can research anything, compare services, read reviews. We're not just blindly trusting healthcare providers anymore.
It's like we've become informed consumers, even when it comes to our health.
Exactly. We want to be active participants in our own care, and healthcare providers who get that, they're the ones who are going to succeed in the long run.
Is adapt or die out, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So while we're giving Orlando Dental Center credit for their innovative approach, it's important to remember they're part of a bigger movement, a movement that puts the patient front and center.
And that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. Treating patients with empathy, integrity, and respect, that should be the standard, not some revolutionary concept.
Well said. It sounds like Orlando Dental Center really gets it.
They seem to, from what we've gathered.
They've taken this idea of patient-centered care and made it central to everything they do.
It's definitely a smart strategy.
And a welcome change. It makes you wonder, though, what if more healthcare providers adopted this kind of approach? What kind of impact would that have on the industry as a whole?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's hard to predict the future, but I think it's safe to say that a greater focus on empathy, transparency, and patient empowerment would be a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, folks, there you have it. Another deep dive completed, another perspective gained. We've explored Orlando Dental Center, their commitment to patient care, their innovative spirit, and really their attempt to transform the dental experience.
Because it shouldn't be something we dread.
Exactly. It's about finding a healthcare provider who sees you as a person, not just a patient, someone who listens, who cares, and who prioritizes your well-being above all else. So next time you're faced with a healthcare decision, do your research, ask questions, and remember, you have a voice. Don't be afraid to use it. Until next time, stay curious and take care of yourselves.